USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the solemn anniversary of 9/11. 17 years ago today, terrorists hijacked four U.S. jetliners, crashing them, killing nearly 3,000 people. As America remembers that sad day, it's preparing for an East Coast hurricane of huge proportions. Roy Cooper's the governor of North Carolina, a state the storm is now taking aim at.
Figure out your evacuation route and discuss how you will contact family and friends. Gather up your emergency supplies, food, water, flashlights, extra batteries, medications, and other items that you will need if you have to evacuate quickly. Remember to plan for your pets if you must evacuate.
Hurricane Florence expected to make landfall in the Carolinas on Thursday. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroots. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
More now on today's anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. President Trump and First Lady Melania will visit the Flight 93 National Memorial in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. That's the memorial that's a tribute to those who perished when passengers helped stop a hijacked airliner that was thought to be aimed at Washington, D.C. And looking back on the day itself in New York City, some reporter recollections from our own Robin Walensky, who was outside the World Trade Center reporting that day.
I was standing a few blocks north of the Twin Towers at a payphone waiting to do a live report when suddenly people started screaming, "Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God." And I peer around the payphone and the South Tower is collapsing in slow motion. And a guy standing next to me, and I will never forget it, said, "Part of America is gone forever." And I felt the exact same way.
USA Radio's Robin Walensky, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says President Trump has received a new letter from North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. Speaking at the White House yesterday, Sanders called it a warm and positive letter that she says raises the possibility of a second summit with President Trump. Negotiations over denuclearization have hit some rough patches since the Trump-Kim summit in Singapore back in June. Top advisors for Pope Francis say the Vatican is preparing to respond to bombshell accusations made by an Italian archbishop. In an 11-page statement published in August, the archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano accused Pope Francis of covering up sexual misconduct by former U.S. Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Pope Francis has refused to directly comment on Vigano's statement, saying the statement speaks for itself. The 88-year-old McCarrick resigned in July after being accused of sexually abusing a 16-year-old boy nearly 50 years ago. And people aren't washing their hands properly, and experts say it's sending plumes of bacteria and germs into the air by jet dryers in restrooms. A new study recommends hospitals ban those high-powered dryers to fight the spread after researchers found that hospital bathrooms with jet dryers can have five times as much bacteria than those that just use paper towels. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.